Hello.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valuable and needed for decisions to be made. First of all, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes, we do.
And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, we are.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Horrible.
Negative?
Negative, yeah.
And how would you rate the overall quality of, or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The first one, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The next one, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or the last one, no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
The first one.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
Okay. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option 1, will you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no on that?
I would vote yes on that.
Option 2, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
I would say yes on that.
And the last one, option 3, will you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance?
Isn't that the same thing as the other two?
This is the option 3. Will you vote yes to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city put forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
And lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Please rate each as very persuasive reasons to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all, okay? And we're almost done. Thank you so much for your time. The first one, since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly since voters last approved 1/2 cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. That was very persuasive reason to vote yes, somewhat or not at all.
Not at all.
The next one, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Could you read that again?
No problem. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. That was very persuasive reason, somewhat or not at all.
Not at all.
The next one, 100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other issues. Very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all?
Very persuasive.
By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from our homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. That was very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Very persuasive.
And just a few more. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once, so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes under net, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. Very persuasive, somewhat or not at all.
Very.
The next one, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipe below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Yes.
Very, somewhat, or not at all?
Very.
Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1.5 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
No.
Not at all persuasive, or somewhat persuasive?
Not at all.
The last three. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. That was very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all.
Very persuasive.
And the last two, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very, somewhat, or not at all persuasive.
Very.
The last one, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs Road is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Very persuasive.
Okay, and having heard all of this information on both sides, let me ask you again, how would you vote, yes or no, on each of the following options? The option one, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1.5 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the street when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no on that?
I'm going to say no, because I don't like what city council's doing.
Okay. Option two, to renew the 1.5 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
No, again, no. No.
And the last, the option three, to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
No.
Okay, and finally, if voters approve of any of these three sales tax ballots, will you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for repairs and today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Will you support or oppose?
I'd oppose, because I'm afraid the city just wants to do it to have roads to build more apartments.
Okay.
Until we get a new city council, probably none of this stuff is going to go anywhere, because nobody trusts them.
Thank you for your opinion. And now, for quality purposes, can you please tell me what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
I've been here 60 years.
Okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.